Welcome to Money Markets and Masterminds, a CityWire South Africa podcast that delves into the intricate world of finance, investment, and strategic decision-making. If you're a fund selector, an independent financial advisor, or an institutional investor looking for insights, analysis, and expert opinions to enhance your perspective, you're in the right place here with me, editor Ruan Joester. This episode is part of our monthly Mind Over Markets with Morningstar series, where we explore trends, insights, and the data that drives smart investing decisions. Earlier this week, Morningstar announced the expansion of its manager research coverage in South Africa, which officially went live on Wednesday morning. The development marks a major milestone in the company's efforts to bring globally consistent ratings to local funds. To unpack what this means for fund selectors and investors in the country, I'm joined by Michael Dodd, Senior Fund Analyst at Morningstar South Africa. Good to have you back on the show, Michael.
Thanks, Ron. It's great to be here again.
Let's start with the news itself. Morningstar's manager research coverage has just expanded to include South African funds. Tell us what this means in practice and why now.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. This is really exciting news on our part. Well, we're excited about it anyway. So in the third quarter of this year, we had 12 local South African funds and the 9 related parent firms that are linked to them added to Morningstar's manager research universe. So this marks the expansion of Morningstar's coverage into the South African market. So in practice, what this means is that for the first time, we now have Morningstar analyst-driven fund ratings on locally domiciled funds. So these funds now benefit from the analyst-driven ratings across the key pillars of parent, people, and process that Morningstar uses to assess investment strategies. And along with those come a Morningstar medalist rating assigned to the funds. So the output of that fund research is available to Morningstar direct users and subscribers. And for us at Morningstar Investment Management South Africa, we see this as a really significant milestone for the region and for our South African business. And I think reflects Morningstar's ongoing investment into the South African market. And for us in the investment team here, it's really a great additional input for us that enhances the depth of the research that goes into building portfolios for our clients.
So, Michael, this marks the first time that locally domiciled funds are receiving Morningstar's medalist ratings, as you mentioned, and backed by direct analyst coverage. Could you explain how the system actually works and what it's designed to tell investors?
Yeah, of course. So, quite simply, the Morningstar medalist rating is a forward-looking assessment of an investment strategy. And it's designed effectively to bring greater clarity and confidence to investors when they are looking at various investment options. So the rating system itself is driven by both analyst insights and quantitative analysis, and it's expressed as a 5-tier scale that runs from gold all the way down to negative. And this expression effectively aims to provide investors with an assessment of the strategy's ability to outperform either a relevant benchmark index or the peer group after fees. And that after fee part is important, and I'm going to come back to that. So for actively managed funds, which was the nature of the funds that were added to the coverage over the last quarter, Morningstar assigns gold, silver, or bronze ratings, or medals, if you will, to investment vehicles that are expected to add value or positive alpha over the long term when compared to a relevant category index after accounting for fees. So gold effectively represents the top 15% of all active investments in the Morningstar category that they expect to generate positive alpha. These are effectively Morningstar's top recommendations within a particular category. Silver then captures the next 35% and bronze the next 50% of those that are positively rated. And then the two remaining ratings on the scale are neutral and negative. Neutrally rated funds are those that are expected to generate zero or negative net alpha. And then negatively rated funds represent really the bottom 30% of this cohort. So how the ratings get determined is effectively the rating of the three critical pillars that I mentioned earlier that Morningstar research has shown influence long-term investment outcomes. So these are people, parent, and process. And each of these pillars are scored individually and contribute to the overall strategy rating. Now, finally, the final rating is determined by both the alpha potential for that particular peer group. So this is looking historically at some categories, and some categories have historically produced more alpha than others, and then also taking into account a fund's price or fee. And it's actually not uncommon to find that the same strategy can actually have different medalist ratings across different share classes, because how the system is applied is it penalizes the more expensive share classes. So that makes a lot of sense intuitively, right? Because you're effectively, if you charge more for a strategy, that eats into the net of fee returns that are produced by a fund.
Michael, the global calibration point is quite interesting. Essentially, South African managers are now being assessed alongside the world's top-rated firms. What have you observed so far in terms of how our managers stack up?
Yeah, so they've stacked up fairly well, I think, if you look across it. And particularly when you consider that global calibration point, is that they're being rated against the backdrop of a really competitive global asset manager universe. So adhering to, I guess, Morningstar's global standards, they're being rated and assessed along the same framework, and again, of the highest quality and sort of longest tenured asset management firms in the world. And I'd say on the whole, the pillar ratings have come out probably somewhat down the middle. So there's been a few average or above average pillar scores. But against that global calibration backdrop, that's not necessarily a bad outcome. So I'll give you one example of one of the funds that was rated. So hopefully one that'll be well known to the market and to listeners. So one of the funds that was covered was the Coronation Strategic Income Fund. That came out with a medalist rating of bronze. And across the three key pillars, it was scored above average at a parent level, above average at a people level, and average at a process level. And what the Morningstar Manager Research write-up highlighted was, or looked to highlight, was effectively that one of the key strengths of the strategy was the experienced team that sits behind Coronation Strategic Income as the engine that really propels the strategy forward. So it particularly highlighted the two experienced portfolio managers, Nishan Maharaj and Mauro Longano, who've been on that strategy for a number of years and have both been at Coronation for more than a decade. So the length of their collaboration was seen as a key strength, as well as the size of the supporting bench that Coronation have that supports that strategy. From a process level, the investment strategy was seen as being appropriate for the fund's objective. The manager research team noted the fund's size, because it is one of the bigger funds in their particular category, as being both an asset and potentially a bit of a drawback. So from a fixed income perspective, size is an asset, as it allows, you know, fund managers to obtain better execution and pricing on individual bond deals. But, you know, the size of the fund also makes it potentially less nimble than some of its peers. And then finally, just from a parent rating perspective, where the entity Coronation Fund Managers was assessed, they were effectively seen as a really solid steward of investors' capital in South Africa. So just one example of how I think the ratings have come out.
Michael, so a bronze rating still signals confidence in the long-term value add of a strategy. But what stood out most to you about the South African funds that went through this process? And were there any surprises, either positive or cautionary?
Yeah, so I'll speak generally. And I think, as I mentioned before, South African managers have stacked up reasonably well in this. And I think what came out across the board in this assessment is that, you know, we have really strong and capable investment management professionals operating in the local industry. If I look quite generally across the parent pillar, I think it was generally recognized that South African firms are pretty strong stewards of investment capital. But, you know, with anything, there's always room for improvement. And of course, you know, one common theme that came through in the parent pillar ratings was that risk management functions at various firms probably warranted some attention. And again, this is being globally calibrated and looked at against through the lens of global best practice. And global best practice, particularly amongst larger asset managers around the world, is for there to be separate and independent risk management functions. And that's something that many South African asset managers lack. Maybe another observation and one other theme that came through was on the process side, where there was the observation that, you know, our local managers are really well equipped for covering the home market, but the degree of preparedness for covering offshore assets is something that varies amongst asset managers. And I know that this has been quite a big topic in the local market since the regulatory changes a few years back that increased managers' offshore allowances. So across, I guess, that assessment where managers were making use of offshore in their portfolios, quite differing observations in terms of how well equipped a manager was to do that.
Let's talk about application. How should fund selectors and investors use these ratings when they're making portfolio decisions? And for Morningstar Investment Management itself, how will this expand coverage influence in your team's research and portfolio construction process?
Yeah, so I think the aim behind the Medalist ratings is really to provide investors with a forward-looking assessment of investment strategy and really to equip financial advisors and investors with the information that they need to make better informed decisions. For us at Morningstar Investment Management, I mean, our investment team here in South Africa forms part of Morningstar's global research and investment team, and we've been leveraging off the strength of these in-house capabilities for years. So as part of our investment process and building multi-asset class portfolios for our South African clients, we leverage off the Morningstar manager multi-asset research team for capital markets research. We leverage off the Morningstar equity research team for company-specific analysis. And we use our global manager research team for fund research and selection. So what the expanded coverage does for us is it provides a really valuable input into our broader investment process. And it's still going to be a strong complement to the existing work that's being done by the South African investment team. So we've still got, I think, from the local perspective, the local team still conducts manager research and selection in the local market. But the expansion of the global research function into South Africa really enhances the resources available to both the South African investment team and to South African investors.
In other words, this doesn't replace local research, it just strengthens it. So if we zoom out, South African fund managers have had a challenging year. You've noted in your recent work that the average South African equity fund has struggled to outperform the index because of narrow market leadership on the JSE, mainly driven by gold, platinum and the Naspers process complex. How does that environment affect the role of manager research?
Yeah, that's right, Rona. I think that's something that's incredibly topical in the market environment at the moment. And we did a bit of work on this heading into our client conversations this quarter end, because when you look at active South African equity managers, they have really struggled to keep pace with the JSE indices this year. And from a manager research perspective, you want to understand why that is to aid your conversations with clients. So essentially what we've seen in South Africa, as you mentioned, is we've seen really narrow market leadership. And what that means is that the market has really been led higher by a really small and specific group of companies that have increasingly become really large index constituents. So in this case, gold and platinum miners and Naspers and Prosus, as you mentioned, as well as a few others. And in this type of market environment where market breadth is quite narrow, that makes it more difficult for active managers to outperform, because you've effectively needed to be overweight these very specific areas of the local market that are driving local indices higher to effectively keep pace or outperform the market. And we see that in the numbers where, you know, the average South African equity manager has been underweight the resources sector, and the average South African equity manager is currently the furthest behind the market indices on a rolling one-year basis since 2015. So it has been a really, really difficult period for active managers. It's not too dissimilar to what we've seen in US markets of late, for example, where the concentration story behind the Magnificent Seven has been a theme that's played out in those markets over the last few years. But I think from a manager research perspective, and particularly when talking to clients, it's really important context to have when looking at manager performance in the current environment, and then also considering the role that perhaps a passive core can play alongside active managers in this type of environment to help you keep pace with outperforming benchmarks that have been quite difficult to beat.
Michael, do you think this type of independent research helps clients stay focused on fundamentals when short-term market leadership narrows like this?
Yeah, we like to think so. I think we think this context is important in framing short-term performance deviations. And we want to be as transparent as possible and give our clients and investors as much information as possible to help them understand when this sort of thing happens in markets. And I think the reality is when you employ active equity managers, there are going to be periods of underperformance from time to time. It just comes with the territory. And it's important to understand why that underperformance has occurred, because sometimes it could be that their particular style or investment approach just happens to be out of favor in that particular market environment, or it might be a market environment like the one we have at the moment that's been really difficult for active managers to add value. So it's really important to be able to look through this and apply a longer term lens and bring it back to the consideration of what role that particular fund allocation is playing in a client's portfolios.
Michael, finally, as Morningstar expands its local research footprint, what can South African investors expect next? Are there plans to broaden coverage further or to deepen engagement with advisors or fund selectors?
Yeah, it's a great question, Ron, and it's something we grapple with internally as well. So, I mean, on the manager research side, there are plans to add to the coverage. There is one additional fund, for example, where that research work is currently being done this quarter, and that should be added to the coverage numbers fairly soon. Additionally, I know that our manager research team also have plans to publish a few thought leadership pieces on the South African market based on their strategy research that they've conducted over the course of the last few months. From a Morningstar investment management perspective, I think this coverage reflects Morningstar's commitment to both global standards and local relevance and delivering these insights into the South African market. And I think for us as multi-asset investors at Morningstar Investment Management, I think the initiative ultimately strengthens the foundations of our investment approach, which we hope should support better outcomes for both our clients and for South African investors on the whole.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. And thank you, Michael, for joining us on the show and helping me to unpack how manager research supports better informed investment decisions. It's encouraging to see global research standards applied with local reference. We will speak to Morningstar South Africa again in November for another Mind Over Markets with Morningstar discussion. To all our CityWire South African listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Money Markets and Mastermind with me, editor Ruan Uyster, and my producer, Joe Lowe from the CityWire Studios team. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review and share it with your network. We are available on all major platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iono.fm. All CityWire South Africa podcasts and videos are also available on our website. So please go register and have a look at our wealth of multimedia content. And with that, and until next time, goodbye.